Good afternoon, South Australia. Welcome to a Rush Hour on this lovely, lovely Thursday. Cricket training tonight, finally. Turf wickets are all prepared. One man that loves to get his turf wicket prepared is Greg Blood. I welcome you.
Hello, Jazz.
What does that mean?
I welcome you, Bernard.
Yeah.
Hello,
Bernard
Andrew.
Vince.
Trying to work
and
out
Emma Jean, welcome back.
Thanks, Jazz.
Welcome
great to
back,
be here.
Jean. All tanned up.
Yeah, I've been surfing. New South Wales.
I thought it was South Africa or Pakistan or Egypt last time it was.
Egypt.
Really?
Yeah. Surfing down the pyramids.
Just Sydney.
Sand surfing.
Now, how was our day?
Good, thanks. Yeah, not too bad. Why are you looking at my hair?
Something's going on.
Says, what do you mean something's going on?
Something is going on with your hair, Greg Blewett. Please tell us you're getting treatment. Yes or no?
Because
you've got Channel 7 cricket commentary starting up soon.
Yes.
And I know you're going to get a old face-over makeup.
Face-over. Makeover.
Do you want me to book you an appointment as well?
You said you're getting your teeth done.
No, I'm not getting my teeth done. I was having a little joke with you. But I did, the only update with my hair, Andrew, is that I made an appointment to get my hair cut on Tuesday. All right, just a little trim
for
just
next
before
week.
The summer starts.
Yeah. Nice. Okay.
Ready for Guns N' Roses on Tuesday
yes.
night.
Mm-hmm. I'll have a fresh do for that.
Bern, how was your day?
Not bad. Went to Westlakes today.
Hey.
I've been there for a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Geez, the it's a bit of a strange thing or feeling when you drive past that now. Max Bashir, houses there. How long since you've been there?
Oh, it's been a while.
All the grand. I know it's been down for a fair while. The grandstand and everything, but now there's. I don't know. It's a bit weird knowing that we played a lot of footy on that ground and the big crowds always packed.
I know.
But anyway, did some shopping stuff.
Nice.
They had to get some stuff.
Yes.
Little bath for Charlotte.
Lovely.
Little step up for Harvey because he's the one's just when he goes to the toilet, he's he needs a bit of aiming practice.
Some assistance.
A bit of height might help him, I reckon.
A little bit of assistance.
Just tell it, we want to hear it hit the water.
Yeah, he's not about the water. He's anywhere but the water.
We've been through that with Rory.
Now, we'll take your calls. We've got the text messages coming through. We're going to catch up with a South Australian golfing champ.
Wade Ormsby. Yes, who's part of the LIV golf tour, and we're going to ask him about his relationship with the Shark.
Ooh, tight range next year, which looking forward to. I might ask him if he needs a bag man.
I know what the answer will be. Now, Justin Langer's in the news again because he's done a podcast and he's labelled people within Cricket Australia cowards.
That's a big call.
But Greg, we know who the cowards are. Name them.
Who are the cowards?
Well, it'll be Andrew McDonald, the coach, the captain, Pat Cummings, and
CEO.
Aaron Finch. And the CEO.
Well, was he also, was it Nick Hockley as well?
That's him.
Yep.
So I don't think he actually named names.
No,
but he's saying
referred to those individuals.
The people that didn't front him face to face, he basically called them cowards because he thought stuff was going on behind his back.
Yeah.
So Cricket Australia, Nick Hockley came out yesterday, released a statement pretty much saying, that's Justin's version of events. That's not ours. Pretty much backing the players, Paddy Cummins and Aaron Finch, because they were names that were brought up.
Yes.
So let's just take you back. So he did a podcast for Code Sports.
Yeah.
As part of that, he spoke about when he knew he was in the gun, how lonely it was.
The hardest thing for me of all of it was I got the feedback. I did something about it. We won the T20 World Cup. We won the Ashes. We're number one in the world. I've never enjoyed coaching more. I still got sacked. What I've learned about mutiny on deck is that it's usually one or two voices, and they're the loudest voices, and people listen to loud voices. And when I finished with the Australian cricket, I would have got messages that make you cry from 90% of the players. In 4 years of being the head coach of Australia, I presented to the Australian Cricket Board 3 times. That's craziness. That's craziness. And the only thing I'd do different, mate, is when you know people haven't got your back, there is no lonelier place in the world.
So that's the thing with Justin Langer, right? So he's getting criticised for coming out and saying this now, but he can't help himself. He wants to get his version of events out there because he doesn't feel like he was treated fairly.
Which we're enjoying. I'm enjoying this.
Yeah.
And great.
But the only thing is, though, Jazz, the timing of it. We're a week away from officially starting the Australian Test Summer. So
what about Cricket Australia's timing for giving him the arse?
Yeah,
well, that's... You could argue the other way as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So I've always been pretty consistent. I thought, Justin did a very good job because remembering when he took over, it was Australian cricket was at its lowest after South Africa.
Correct.
Right? So he was brought in to straighten things out. Now, if after 4 years they could have looked Justin in the eye and said, Justin, you know what? You've done a great job, but this is it.
Yeah.
You've served your purpose, but they weren't able to do that.
No.
They dragged it on. They tried to. They offered him a six month contract.
Who gets a six month contract?
That's insulting. And the thing is, he met with them 3 times in 4 years.
Yeah, he's
please.
And I think he's partly responsible for that as well. Maybe he can ask for more meetings.
Well, what does a cricket manager do? What's his job?
That's right.
To coordinate.
Greg, you said last night you were going to delve into this. You're going to get on the phone. Have you made contact?
I texted him yesterday to see if he'd come on our show.
Yep.
And he had a very busy day yesterday, he couldn't. He apologised. But today we had a Zoom meeting with the Channel 7 commentators and everyone who works behind the scenes about the upcoming summer.
Yep.
And
how was he?
He was fine. It was just a normal Justin Laker.
Was he? So he's not. Justin. He's not remorseful in his comments. He stands by him.
Well, he didn't. It wasn't the forum to really go into it.
Yeah.
But he seems fine. He's just looking forward to getting on with the summer. He also spoke about hearing things behind his back.
Pat Cummins said to me probably 5 times, "Oh, mate, this might be brutally honest." I said, "Pat, there is nothing brutal about your feedback. What's brutal is I'm hearing it behind my back through the media or through sources."
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's...
I love that.
Yeah, and then he spoke also about a meeting with ODI captain Aaron Finch.
Then I rang Finchy. I said, "Mate, we've been captain and coach for 4 years. He goes, "Yeah, I know." He goes, "I don't like confrontation." I said, "What do you mean confrontation, mate? Just tell me." So he'd tell me. I'm going, "Oh, yeah, cool." And he's going, "What, you're not upset?" "No, no, what do you mean upset? This is so fixable. This is easy, mate."
Jeez.
So there you are. I think that gives you some sort of context about what went on. I think reading between the lines sounded like it went too far, like it went too long then didn't, even though Justin changed his ways towards the end of those 4 years, that they'd already put a mark through his name. He probably felt like because of the success they had at the end after he changed that he deserved to go on. But obviously the players had other ideas.
Quickest way to get better is brutal honesty. Mm. Feedback. Mm. You want to hear it straight away.
Yep.
For how it went so long, I just don't understand. But anyway, it's good that he's getting it off his chest. Love it.
Let's go and delve back into 1980. It was March the 11th. Mm-hmm. Now, I found all these old diaries, and obviously we'll share a few with your family before we finish up. But let's go back to 1980. True story at Gordini Crescent, Holden Hill.
"Dear diary, it's late. I'm tired. My arm's still very sore. And boy, oh boy, is Mum really mad at me. I suppose I know why. After all, it's not every day you come home from shopping to find your 14-year-old son with his arm stuck in the toilet right up to his shoulder. She went crazy and yelled at me, 'Andrew, this had better be a good story, Andrew.' I said, 'Mum, you're not going to believe this, but I dropped Darren's yo-yo down the toilet and I was trying to get it back.' She yelled even louder, 'You're right, Andrew. I don't believe it. What were you doing with your brother's yo-yo? And secondly, what were you doing with it in the toilet?' I told her that it was in the back pocket of my jeans. And when I pulled my jeans down, it just fell in. That's when I put my arm in to try and fish it out, Mum. Mum let me have one right behind the ear roll. Then Darren came in, and because he saw I was trapped and couldn't fight back, he let me have one or two as well, in the back of the head. Mum called me all sorts of names and said, 'I should leave you in here all night and teach you a lesson, Andrew.' Then she gave the button a push, gave me a yank, and it popped out. When Darren saw I'd lost the yo-yo, he gave me another quick whack and then hid behind Mum. Needless to say, I'm banished to my room, and when I play footy, I'll have to swap the long sleeves to hide the fact that all that time in the toilet, my arm went blue. That'll teach me to try walking the dog in the dunny, diary. Good night."
Walking the dog.
That was my favourite trick. Walking the dog.
What else was there?
It's a bloody three-story.
What sort of yo-yo was it, Jack?
A Coca-Cola one.
A free one.
Seconds on the clock. $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 minute.
Good afternoon, Dave from Clemsy. Do you need more cash?
Oh, everybody does, right?
Yep. That's the boy,
Greg,
Dave.
Doesn't.
No, I do.
No.
Dave, AFL football side, what is it, please?
Look, I'm a bit of three ways between both Adelaide teams and Brisbane.
That is, do you know how rare that is? You are
extremely
0.0001%.
It's good, Burn.
Yeah, I get hammered all the time.
At least you got three opportunities to win each week. That's not bad.
They all three suck, though.
Oh, Brisbane.
At least you're honest, Dave.
Brisbane have been pretty good.
Now, 10 questions, 60 seconds. Say pass, we'll come back to it. And take your first answer.
What? What did he say?
I said 10 questions, 60 seconds. Oh, it doesn't matter what order it is, as long as he knows the rules.
You just turned into Kenny Calendar again.
Now, Dave from Clemsic, all the best. What did you say then? What'd you say then?
You got to listen first time.
60 seconds.
Is it live or live?
Hey, let's play. Who won the last AFLW Grand Final?
Oh, Adelaide.
The Adelaide 500 was first held in what decade?
70s.
LIV Golf is heading to Adelaide in what month next year?
March.
Daniel Ricciardo has rejoined what Formula One team?
Pass.
What award is given to the most outstanding player at each FIFA World Cup?
Oh, FIFA World Cup, pass.
What colour is the eight ball used in a game of pool?
Black.
Who of the following is John Cena following on Twitter? Myself or Callum Ferguson or both?
Both.
What was the longest wait between FIFA World Cups? Was that a clue?
5 years.
How many players are there on a water polo team?
No idea. I'll say eight.
In what sport is the term hang ten used?
Surfing.
Daniel Ricciardo has rejoined what Formula One team?
Pass.
Okay. Thanks, Dave.
Tough question today.
I think it was Red Bull or something. Yeah. I should have just said something.
Yeah, it's too late, Dave, from Clemsic. Let's check the scoreboard, please. Yeah,
it's like a minute.
One, two, three, four. Correct.
Jeez, you are harsh.
Don't be like that.
Shut him down.
Dave, good news is, though, we have an awesome prize for you just for having a go. We're going to send you along to the Red Hot Summer Tour at Seppelsfield Winery with Paul Kelly, Bernard Fanning, Missy Higgins, and more. How good's that? It's Jan 22.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
You apologise, please.
Well done, Dave. Dave, well done. Clemsic, I had a couple of girlfriends back in the day at Clemsic.
So do I. Just don't tell my wife.
I was going to say.
Yeah, Dave's a comedian.
I was going to say.
See you, Dave.
You didn't say Clemsic to start with.
Now,
I had a couple of girlfriends back in the day. Well, what's that got to do with Dave
from Clemsic? Greg, number three.
LIV Golf is heading to Adelaide in April, and 21 to 23.
Talk to Wade. Oh,
shortly, yes.
Number four, Ben.
Oh, you got it right. Red Bull. Daniel right. Ricciardo's
five,
rejoined.
Greg.
What award is given to the most outstanding player at FIFA World Cups? It's the Golden Ball.
That's it, Greg. Number eight, Boone.
12 years between FIFA World Cups, 1938 and 1950.
That's the boy, Boone. And number nine, please, Greg.
How many players are there in a water polo team?
Seven. Thank you very much. Back again tomorrow, G.
Tomorrow and every weekday we play at 4:30, Triple M's. Pardon? What did you say?
Nothing. What did you say then?
No, I didn't say anything.
Yeah, someone cut me off.
I didn't say anything.
$1,000 minute. We'll do it 4:30 again tomorrow.
She's out of practice.
Our next guest is an ace on the green.
That's a magnificent shot from Wade Ormsby. That's a great save there.
Are you too good for your home? Answer me!
Well, he's not, because he'll be here in Adelaide for the LIV Golf event. Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Wade Ormsby.
Yeah, he joins us now. He's just completed the first round of the Australian PGA up there at Royal Queensland. And I believe he had plus one today. Adam Scott at 5 under. Wade, welcome. How'd you play today?
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me on. I actually played all right. I just made a bit of a mess of it coming in. I was cruising along at 2 under par and then threw three bogeys at it in a row. Just sloppy ones too. So, game feels good. Yeah, hitting it nicely. Just got to put it all together a little bit better.
Hey, we're really excited about LIV coming to Adelaide next year. And it's at your home course, Grange. You must be pumped because we're all pumped.
Mate, it's unbelievable. It's fantastic for Australia. It's fantastic for the state. And then it's fantastic for, I guess, anyone that loves golf in South Australia and even just anyone that loves sports, because it's going to be a huge show. And a lot of guys that we haven't ever seen in Australia before. So, yeah, I just can't wait for April to roll around, and the golf course are in great nick that time of year. So, yeah, really looking forward to it.
Hey, what about Liv and PJ? There's been some, you know, whatever side you take, I think it's great that we're going to have the best players in the world coming to Australia. Do you ever see Liv and PJ marrying up? Because at the moment, they're poles apart.
Not in the short term. I think it might be a bit fragmented. There's a part of it that's disappointing, but at the same time, you know, Liv have seen a big niche that hasn't been tapped into, and yeah, they've done a great job of trying to capture that, and they've done that. You know, it's like Formula One in golf. You know, golf's been the same for many years now, and the model was probably a little bit antiquated, or however you want to describe it. So they've come along and seen a new model, and they've just gone for it pretty heavily, and yeah, it's paid off.
Tell us how it all happened, because we Greg Norman was on Triple M a couple of weeks ago, and he mentioned your name, about how supportive you've been about getting it up and running. But just tell us about the last sort of 5 months and how it's impacted, I suppose, the golfing world.
Yeah, well, I feel like I could talk for 5 hours about it, to be honest. Okay. I guess things were all moving pretty quick there, and then had a few hiccups at the start, not just Liv, just in the general kind of golf landscape with them trying to roll out a new league, so to speak. And then, yeah, they had to kind of pull together 8 big events, and they are massive events, are the biggest events that the world's ever seen from a prize money point of view. And it's no small feat when you look about all the infrastructure that needs to go in place at all these different venues, and getting all the players to places and then putting these shows on. So they've been able to more than successfully do that. And yeah, I've been supportive the whole way along. I saw that it was going to be a success, and that's not always easy to predict that from the start, because it was a pretty big gamble, I guess, from the Liv side. But Greg, as you know, is a massively passionate guy and has a huge crack at things, and he just sees where the game should be. And there's not too many guys in world golf that has more experience in the business of golf and tour life and everything else as Greg. So you just got to take his lead. And when you've got a guy like that that just wants to see everything succeed, it's exciting to be a part of it.
Hey, Wade, I suppose the main sticking point with you guys on the Live Tour is the world ranking points and not being able to accrue them while you're playing these events.
Yeah, absolutely. It's I think John Rahm said it last week. He said the official world golf rankings are laughable at the moment, and I couldn't agree any more with him, because that's just the way it is. It's not reflective of how good guys are playing in the world at the moment, when you've got people like Dustin Johnson just falling like a stone in the world rankings, and he's consistently a top 5, top 3 player in the world. It's just not reflective of who the best golfer in the world is. You can probably take the word official out of the world golf rankings.
Now, Wade-O, before we let you go, Wade Ormsby we're talking to here next year for the Live. I've got free board at Henley House, so Henley Beach, if you want to come down and stay with me, I can certainly look after you. I can take you to the event, obviously being a good Crows boy.
Absolutely. You just want to drag my bag around, mate. That's what you want.
He steals golf balls out of your bag.
At the end, about 7% of the winnings, isn't it?
We can get some old footy tapes on, young man, and sit together and watch it.
Love it.
Hey, Wade, good luck for the rest of the tournament up there, and we can't wait to see you playing at your home course next year for Liv. So thanks for joining us.
No, thank you. I just hope all the listeners really come and support the event. You know, it's going to be huge. It's a massive coup from the government and the local government. So, I'm really proud to be a South Australian this event coming here.
Good boy.
Well,
beautiful. Good on you, Wade.
Thanks, guys.
Nice to have you back for the 5 o'clock hour. A good chat with Wade Ormsby.
Yeah.
You happy with that or not?
Yeah, I can't wait for it, honestly. Okay. The PGA Tour hasn't done us any favours, so just good to have some decent golf events in Australia, and let alone Adelaide.
Beautiful. Some sporting news just lurking around the corridors of Australia. Brett Ratten has signed as a part-time assistant coach at North Melbourne Burn.
Yep.
So it didn't take him long to find another position.
Now, a quality football person, Brett Ratten.
Absolutely.
A bit of soft cap squeeze, I think, at North Melbourne. Yep. That's why he's part-time, but they'd love to have him full-time from all reports I read.
Nice stuff. Now, the AFL Burn and family will announce shortly that there'll be 4 field umpires in 2023. Now, there'll be no emergency umpire. Now, if an umpire does get injured during the game, they'll revert back to three field umpires. Thoughts, Byrne? Four field umpires.
Why have they done this? What's the goal? Is that less running?
Maybe.
So the umpires can do more games in a weekend?
Yeah, if
the anything just to have the best umpires,
quality
umpire
umps, yep.
majority of the yep. game. So if yep. that means less running so they can back it up and do another one that weekend, I'm all for it.
You know, I was watching the Soccer World Cup last night and I was thinking exactly that. They have one referee.
Correct.
I was thinking, why don't they have two?
Well, don't forget, their pitch is not as big as
I know, but they are up and down. They are up and down.
Jeez, they're quick to whip out a yellow card.
But they've got the linesman, you know.
And they can actually make
decisions. And they communicate, they can make. And
here's a question. Should boundary umpires be able to make decisions?
No.
Well,
or the goal umpire.
Just a question.
No. But I think it's a good decision because we want your best umpires there and get rid of the bounce at the start of the game. Just throw the ball up. All right, because that's where some of those umpires do struggle to bounce the football and they lose their confidence and their wear and tear.
What if two umpires go down? That's possible.
We'll just have, we'll just have two field umpires. Wrong with that.
You've got to have someone.
Well, they have two
on.
In the community football leagues, which I reckon at some stage it'd be good to have three field umpires now in community football.
They're struggling for numbers to
they
get
are.
The umpires now,
they
let
are.
Alone.
They are, and that's why we've got to, you know, make sure we respect them and get around them.
Tough job.
Yeah, tough job.
One I wouldn't want.
Also, Gregory, there's fears for the Aussie v West Indies Perth test, which you'll be there for Channel 7, could be a record low crowd, they're telling me.
Okay. Well, the weather's going to be good.
Right.
So that's a bit of a tick.
Yeah. I don't want to put a dent on it, but we're talking about a very strong Australian test side v a West Indies cricket side, which is what?
Predominantly white ball orientated, the West Indies. I don't think they're overly...
Can I ask why are we playing them in test cricket when they don't really care about test cricket?
There's a test championship, Jazz.
Okay.
So you've got to play everyone a certain amount of times. But I'll tell you what, it's going to be entertaining. It's going to be that they've done really well with the pitch at that new stadium. It's it's like the old Whacker. It's fast. It's bouncy. So there'll be wickets and runs and it's to do with the amount of clay that's in the soil, the percentage of clay.
And they've just done the same thing. They've tried to.
Yep, they've got the same soil from the same area.
I like that because you think of Perth, you think even though it's a new stadium, you want it to be the same,
same characteristics.
Yep, love it.
Next Wednesday, she's on.
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. Well, good luck. When do you fly?
Triple M will be. I'm flying out that morning
in a jet,
private
on a plane. After I've been to the Guns N' Roses concert.
Well, you may not make that flight.
Hopefully, sleeping on the plane.
Get involved. What have you spent on your beautiful pet? Saturday morning, woke up, our 15-year-old Maltese Shih Tzu Lily, named after the great Dennis Lilly, looked a little
beautiful.
Bit unwell, and she's flying.
Harvey loves her.
He loves little Lily.
Yeah.
And anyway, so she looked a little bit uncomfortable with her tum-tum, and it was a bit of a concern, so I said to Maz, take her to the vet just to make sure.
Because she's 15, you want to be sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're a little bit nervous, you know. Please. Anyway, Maz took her to the vet. I had to do something else, and I've come home, and Maz's car was there. I had no phone call. I thought, this is a good sign, so I've come inside, and I said, love, how was Lil? You been to the vet? Yeah. 10 minutes. Lady checked her, checked her.
10 minutes?
10 minutes.
It's quick.
How much, love? Oh, $109.
$109. That's actually cheap.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's for a
$109, and all she needed was a drop of nugget.
Oh, she was a bit
constipated. Lily was constipated.
A bit blocked up, Jazz.
My poor little love was constipated. So I took her to the Oval. She dropped about 6 nuggets.
Yeah,
$109. That's what it cost us.
Going to the vet, Jazz. $109 is a cheap visit.
But we're talking Jazz here. So $109 for Jazz is like $509.
Is he saying that's a lot?
Yeah.
I'm thinking he's saying how good's that?
Yeah.
No.
Which vet do you go to?
That's too much.
$250 call out fee usually.
Nuggets.
That's good, Jazz. I spent a couple of grand on my cat. He needed. Nine teeth out, and it cost me close to two grand.
Why nine? Yeah. Because how many
he had, I don't know, more than nine. He's got about three left, though. So,
he's on a soup diet.
He got no chums. He got falsies in.
But pets become like part of your family. You pay anything you need to save them.
I'd sell my house to make sure Lily was happy.
Right.
But $109 and nothing happened.
Just whinging about $109.
You got away with it very good, Jazz. Yeah. And then when I took her to the Oval, she went bang, 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 and she just bounced around like a 15-year-old.
That's an expensive turn. 1-3-3-5-3, give us a call. I've got a story for you after this.
How much have you spent on your pet?
Yeah, it cost us $109 on Saturday morning. That's cheap. Thought Lil was in a bit of trouble, our 15-year-old Maltese Shih Tzu.
Shih Tzu. That's what she was struggling to do. Shih Tzu too.
She did. And that's exactly Bird. Yeah. Bit of constipation, the old little Lily.
Yeah. Hey, I've got a good story. Simon Goodwin visited York Peninsula, came over to the farm, and had dogs. Dad breeds border collies for sheepdogs, and they had little pups, and they're very cute when they're little.
They are.
And his two daughters at the time, Lily and Bella, come over, and they just fell in love. And he's like, "Righto, time to go. Put the puppies back." And we're like, "You can't do that. You got to take one." We're talking, and they're like, "Yeah, Dad, to hear that, you got to take it anyway."
Oh no!
They've taken it back to Adelaide. Border collies aren't great Adelaide pets in small backyards because they run and muck. Anyway, the dog was laying at the back about 4 days in, laying at the back on the mat. And we're like, it was clearly in trouble. What had happened? It had eaten a stick. So it had a stick in its belly. And that poor thing, I was in a bit of pain. Yeah. And he's taken it to the vet.
Yeah.
$2,500 later.
The dog that he didn't even want.
The stick that came out didn't even want it. Me and Daddy go, sucked in, buddy.
All right, let's go to John at Parafield Gardens. G'day, John. What have you spent on your pet?
Yeah, hi family. I've got a 6-year-old Pug-a-Lear dog, and I took him to the vet to get his nails cut, and it cost me $350.
What? Nails clip? How long did that take? What was the process?
Oh, no, I had to leave him there for a few hours. They couldn't get him to stay still, so they put him under, like proper under, and did his nails. I went back and the vet said, "Oh, don't worry, we cleaned his ears out too." I thought, that's a show.
There's a bonus.
They should have flossed his
teeth.
Good on
you, Johnny. Take care, mate.
Replaced his teeth. Done. Hey, let's go to Chris from Winvale. What have you spent on your pet, mate?
I've got a 14-year-old Siamese and $870 to same as Jars. Have a good poo.
A Siamese cat.
Yeah.
$870.
Yeah. So what they do, take it for a walk?
Oh, stayed overnight. So it's like the best.
Just threw some litter at it.
And
it
just needed a bit of a...
Massage the belly a bit, just sort of push it through.
Put kitty litter in the corner.
Good on you, Christopher. Jill from Nova Gardens. Good afternoon. Hello, Jill.
Oh, hello. I had a 16-year-old cat who had a bit of a runny nose, so I thought, I'll take him to the vet. They said, I'll leave it here for an hour and come back. They did a full workup, x-rays and blood, charged me $900 and said, it's the common cold, no treatment. I'll get over it.
Oh,
no.
Don't you.
Did they ask you? Did they say, look, we're going to do some scans, it's going to cost that an amount?
It didn't even occur to me to ask because you don't think a runny nose they're going to do 900. I know better now.
It's just going to take some Panadol.
They just must see people coming. Just grab a tissue.
But I cried, so I made them feel bad.
Well done, Jill.
Good work, Jill.
Great call. All right, let's go to Dale at Udunda. G'day, Dale. What have you spent on a pet?
Lots. So a mate of mine gave me a donkey. And
don't laugh.
I love donkeys.
It's a great donkey. She's a cracker donkey, but she got a stick in her eye. So had the vet to come out to my place and remove the eye, and it cost me $3,500. For an animal that was free.
Yes. So that's the Simon Goodwin story.
She's a cool donkey. Yeah.
Still going still well, the donkey?
Yeah, nah, she's still going well. She's just a one-eyed wonky donkey now.
What do you call her? What do you call her, Dale?
Her name's Kelly.
Kelly the wonky donkey.
Her name's Kelly, and there's a big background story of that, which I won't go into.
Good on you, mate. There's a book called The Wonky Donkey, I think.
Is there really, Greg?
I thought Eileen would be a good name. Let's go to Jack over my way from Port Vincent. Hey, Jack, what have you spent on your pet?
So, it happened last night, fellas. How you going?
Last night?
And Emma G, yeah.
So hello, Jack.
I've got little Kelpie named Kathy. She's about 10 years old. And lives with my mum. So mum called me up. She's like, oh, my God, the dog's been bitten by a snake. I was like, shit. Oh, sorry for swearing.
That's all right.
And so she thought she saw a snake, not completely sure.
Mm-hmm.
So took her to the vet, $660 for an hour and a half for a blood test.
Oh. And no snake.
And no snake bite. So my little Kelpie is still all right.
Beautiful.
$660
for a blood test. Sad luck, she's all right. But did you pass the charges on to your mum?
Stop it.
Yeah, no, I'm a poor, sparky apprentice, so mum paid for it.
Yeah, oh, good.
See, Jazz, you're worrying about $109. All right, let's go to Seton. Andrew, tell us your story about your pet.
My sister had a baby Alsatian, and she had 2 12.5 grand operations on her.
No, was it insured?
I don't know about that, but I know he's a doctor, her husband, so it wasn't too bad.
25 grand.
Yeah, he swallowed a whole lot of stones, and they didn't know it. And I'm going to send some photos to your Triple M number, but don't burst into tears, all right, Emma?
Okay.
Oh, we won't.
I don't know if I want to see that.
It's pretty heart-wrenching to see this little... It was only a tiny puppy, but the kids said, Mum, we can't put it down. Oh. So they operated on it, and it was still very sick, and they operated on it again, and they took out a big... one of those sandwich bags full of stones.
Wow. That is 25...
I swear to God, two operations, both 12 and a half grand each.
Jeez. Yeah. Jazz, yes.
But it makes you wonder when they're going to... Someone's going to step in and regulate things, eh?
Yeah, I know. No, thanks for your call, Andrew.
Because you'd pay anything for your pet, just save it.
You only need $24,900 beyond that. Oh,
Charles, and you're complaining. There's some great calls.
You split your payments up.
Mate, I'd sell the house for Lily if I had to.
Well, $109, you were probably bartering with the vet. Yeah, you're trying to get it down to 90.
You take cash?
Can I have Dale from Yudunda?
Kelly with the wonky donkey?
That's it. Right, family.
Uh-oh, what's happened?
I don't know. This looks like it's about me or you, Greg. No, what do you think?
Me.
I'm going me.
3:52 p.m. CIC.
Uh-oh.
Can you ask Bluey?
Yes. Not me.
This is a text message I received from a very dear friend of mine. Ask Bluey where he was this morning between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. The answer is... at a friend's house, practicing golf on his friend's new simulator.
Say that word again.
Yeah. Simulator.
Yeah, that's better.
He took off for 4 hours.
So when he's not playing golf all day, what is he doing?
Honestly,
playing on a what?
What am I dealing with?
Hang on, playing on a what was it, Just?
Simulator.
Yeah, for 4 hours.
For 4 hours with a friend when he was only meant to be there for half hour. But seriously,
This is an old story.
It's not an old story. Is this true or not?
Between what times?
10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Yeah, that would be 3 hours.
Well, took me half an hour to get there and half an hour back. Correct. So that's an hour.
I was led to believe it's 4 hours you were gone.
Well, there's a bit of mayo on that.
No, how can there be mayo? What are you doing, boy?
Do you hate
boy,
it?
call me boy.
What do you think? You're his son now.
Just
tell us why.
Do you tell not us why like I need, being home? You
I need I needed to home. Check, just reaffirm how far I hit each club. So it's a golf simulator.
How
not
many
a simulator.
Times a week do you play, Dan? At
not well, I've played for a while actually because I started to get a little bit busier. But no, if well, all things normally during the year I play twice a week. Twice
he's stuttering, does you know when he starts to stutter? That means he's in
trouble. So, are you jealous or
not
what,
at all?
What's the point
not
of this?
Not at all. I just feel for this lovely family.
I am
that you're meant to
so
support.
So, Catherine, my wife's messaging you.
Is this from Catherine? Is Catherine? Is she back?
You know what? Half the time she says, "Get out of the house, go and do something."
Yeah.
So when I do.
Yeah,
she has a go at me, and if I'm home, she has a go. I can't win.
She sets you up.
Can't win.
She sets you up.
4 hours with your buddy. Simulator.
It was
any
it was
alcohol?
About an hour no, it was during the day.
Sure, that doesn't change anything with you.
Anyway, I came good after that.
Oh,
it was
did
like because he said, "Look, it's telling me that you're not quite compressing the ball." And then I was like, "This is what I used to do."
Yeah.
And since then.
Yeah.
The old, I've won a couple of comps. Oh, have you? Handicaps come down a bit.
All you meant to do was pop in and say hello to him.
Yeah.
Mm. Half hour, babe. You go, babe, because you call him babe. Yeah. I'll be back in half hour, babe.
Yeah.
4 hours later, you swag it into your driveway.
It wasn't 4 hours.
Oh,
anyway, tell Catherine.
Look, well, I'll tell her. You teach her.
You'll probably see her.
At least I didn't go get the milk and come home 4 days later.
Yeah. Stop telling that story.
Is he still available from 10 to 1 tomorrow?
From sun up to sundown, it's Guns N' Roses tickets on Triple M. Triple M presents Guns N' Roses 2022 Australian Tour, Tuesday, November 29 at Adelaide Oval. Tickets on sale now at ticketek.com.au.
Well, these are the hottest tickets in town.
They are.
All right, and can't wait to see these boys smash Adelaide Oval. Now, Burn, the phones have been going berserk.
They have. Gregory,
about getting some tickets and joining us for a bit of a catch up before the concert.
Yeah, and we have someone on the line. Oh, he hasn't won yet,
no.
But we've got a couple of people on the line. First of all, we're going to bring in Nigel.
Okay.
Nigel, you there?
Oh, my goodness, I'm here.
All right, you've gone into the running. What beer do you drink?
I love a Heineken.
Right.
Okay. But I will have a pirate life now and then.
Okay. Oh, nice. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, what about your footy side? Nigel, who are you back for?
Oh, shit, the wife's going to kill me. I do go for the power when it's a showdown.
Oh, when it's a showdown. What about when it's not a showdown?
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a bit of passion for the Crows.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
A bit of both. We've got one of those rare ones again.
He's two-sided.
What's going on? Those rare ones.
Yeah. Well, Burn.
Well, Nige, clear the schedule, mate, because you're coming along to Guns N' Roses with us.
Oh, my gosh. My heart is about to hit the steering wheel. This is when I pulled over, otherwise I'd have an accident.
Right, you're coming along.
Thanks, lad.
Jars is going to shout your beers.
Yes.
Always up for a beer.
Yeah, and a shark might bite him too. You never know.
Thanks, fellas.
Look forward to meeting you, mate.
See you Tuesday.
Made my night. Thanks, guys.
See you next Tuesday.
There he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Gee, have you missed his fun facts while you've been away?
I really have.
I was
lying on a hammock overlooking the ocean just thinking about how much I missed facts.
Gee,
you on the froth?
Gee.
What, were you three parts at the
were
time?
You had a froth?
I was just getting into the surf kind of vibe, you know.
Mm. Thinking about facts. You should have brought some surfing facts from Pakistan.
Oh, yeah.
Back.
Well, where did you actually go again, G?
I went to this beautiful spot on the New South Wales coast where...
She's forgotten it.
Gerringong.
That's where my old man used to live, actually, yeah.
And, great surf beach there.
Well done, G.
Did you get up?
Sure did. Caught green waves and everything.
Did you... Are you a goofy foot or a
green wave? I'm a regular. Green waves are what they're called before they break.
Green?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a fact blue. For you.
There's
you did
fact.
Bring a
well,
fact.
Well,
right. Hey, November 24 today, and you've touched on it. We touched on it a little bit earlier. Mm. The death of this man.
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
31 years today.
He was 45 just.
Ahead of his time. One of the great front men of all time.
You,
right up there.
Very good movie,
Mick
too.
Mick Jagger.
You modelled your game football.
Freddie Mercury, Mick Jagger and Rudolf Nureyev, the Russian ballet dancer back in the day.
That.
And just moulded it into the way you move on a footy field.
Mm.
It's the way you get in and get out of a contest. Mm. Yep.
And a birthday today. Now,
yes.
I'm going to see who guesses who this is.
Yeah.
The quickest to guess. Now, you should recognise this voice.
I touched a stonefish.
Yeah, Billy Connolly.
Yeah!
I knew who it was, but I couldn't get his name.
What about Justin?
I love him.
How good is he?
It's because he's Scottish, right, Jazz?
Yeah.
He's from your clan.
And he's great.
I thought we'd play it till that bit.
I'm a particularly comfortable stone. Have a stand.
Oh, very, very good. Hey, 1989. Now, this young man, who we all know, actually play his name, G.
Sachin Tendulkar.
He made a test 50 at the youngest ever age. Have a guess how old he was.
Greg?
Sachi.
17?
No, younger.
Younger?
I'd say, was he 15?
No, he was 16, Greg.
What?
16 and 214 days.
Oh.
This man.
Sachin Tendulkar.
It was a gift,
wasn't
it, Greg?
How good was it? 16, he's playing Test cricket for India as well. A billion people.
Was he the best you ever played against?
Well, him and Brian Lara, very close.
The two best you ever.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
In 2003 on this day, this song was voted the worst ever song in history.
Is it? Have you heard of this, Joe?
Yes. That's what I voted the worst ever song.
It peaked at number two on the UK charts in 1984, and then it got voted in 2003
as
the worst ever song. I can tell what. Actually, it's quite catchy.
Yeah, it sounds like it should be on Sesame Street or something.
This is on the Nickelodeon Junior channel or something.
What are you dancing?
To the right. Do you know this?
No.
He knows the worst song ever.
You've got to be. You've embarrassed yourself.
Hey, on this day, 2012,
yes,
a certain music video became the most viewed video on YouTube, passing 800 million views. This is in 2012, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Any ideas what it was? Very catchy song and dance.
Gangnam Style.
Oh, yes.
Whatever. Gangnam Style.
Yes.
Yeah, you know the move.
You remind me of him,
Jay's dancing. Greg's dancing.
Well, I expect a bit of this dancing at the Christmas party tomorrow night. I want you Gangnam Style riding your horse in the air.
And where is he now?
Hey, I was going to say. Sexy
well,
lady.
He only needed that.
Where is he now?
He only needed that one.
Now, on this day, 2019, Taylor Swift, one of your favourites.
TT.
Oh, you, Greg.
Taylor.
Taylor. Well, yeah, that's Taylor you. That's your daughter's name.
Daughter's name, yes, yeah. Taylor.
Won 6 awards at the American Music Awards, including Artist of the Year and Artist of the Decade. So, because she's such a big star, Jars, what I thought I'd do, a little test for you two, just to see us. You're right.
Oh,
there,
you're right, Greg.
Yeah.
There's a cough button.
Been tested lately? There is a cough button.
And don't check your phone.
Yeah.
Well, it was ringing.
Concentrate, Greg. Right, I'm going to play a Taylor Swift song.
Right.
I'm going to start with you, Jars.
Okay. Okay.
And you've got to finish what she's about to sing.
Okay. Can't stop.
Daniel Ricciardo has rejoined Red Bull.
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, Jazz.
What is it?
I think it's something. Players
gotta play, play, play,
yeah,
play,
let's
play,
check
play,
it.
And
let's
the
check
haters
it.
Gonna hit.
Daniel, would you just read a bit? Oh, come on, Jazz. Greg, you've never singer. Heard that song.
She's
you've never
your
heard
favorite.
That.
No, I've never
well,
heard
that. That's a complete yeah. fail
I've
from
I've heard
Jazz.
Of Taylor Swift.
Greg, here's your song.
Right. Oh, no.
Look at his head going. Or with the nasty scar, got a long list of its lovers. Right up to sky.
Beautiful
horses. Way up to the sky, little darling.
Beautiful, but not right. I like this game, Blue.
He bloody started singing horses.
Space.
What's wrong with you?
Bye, everyone.
See ya.